Well, good morning, everyone. I'm sure by now you're probably wondering, who is this much younger-looking guy? Is it Pastor Dan plus 30 pounds? No. Or is it Pastor Nick with the wig? Nope. It's neither. My name is Steve Bardell, like Nick said, and my wife, Chris, and I have called New Hope Fellowship our home church for almost a year now. Between us, we have four boys, one daughter in love, two dogs, and a grandpup. I'm happy to give this message to you today, and my hope is that it inspires you to just step up during these trying times that we find ourselves in. And stick around, because I have some exciting news at the end to share with you. Let's first start off with prayer. Father God, I just ask that you open our hearts this morning. We want to see you high and lifted up. Lord, pour out your power and love. Give us peace through your word, and remind us that you are not a liar, and that we are not in charge. Lord, we love you, and we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good morning, church. When you hear someone say good morning, church, do you think that we're saying good morning to the building? No, of course not. We're saying good morning to you, and to you, and to you, and I'm probably saying good morning to myself, eating some bacon on my recliner right now. It's just what we say when we say good morning. To anyone who is a believer in the one true God and believes that Jesus died for our sins and also believes that there is power in the Holy Spirit who dwells in our hearts to help us live the life that God wants us to live. So again, good morning, New Hope Fellowship Church. Now, all my Tracy's friends have heard this said before. Well, maybe you've never heard it before, so repeat after me. I am the church, you are the church, and we are the church together. In the Bible, church is always referenced to people, not a place. When the word church comes up in conversation, the first thing we think of is a building, right? We have the mindset that church is a place we go to on Sundays. As we get ready for church, it's easy to lose the sight of the fact that we aren't going to church. We are the church. The church is at its best when people inside the building take Jesus' message outside the building and serve those that they meet. So again, I am the church, you are the church, and we are the church together. But church, like today and in the past several Sundays, we all gather apart. It's not easy gathering apart, is it? It's unnatural. It doesn't feel right. And to be honest, it's lonely at times, isn't it? God never designed us to be alone. We are never meant to walk out our faith journey by ourselves. We are supposed to have a body of believers around us. The church is supposed to be people loving Jesus and people loving people. We are to be one body. We are to protect each other. When one of us is hurting, we all hurt. When one of us is in mourning, we all mourn together. So any hurt to you is a hurt to me. Can you just imagine for a second the hurt that our two pastors have been dealing with these past few months? Not only personally, they have their own stuff they're dealing with, and we all do. But they also have the responsibility to shepherd their flock. And that's us. Do you have any idea how hard it is to shepherd, to lead his sheep while social distancing? It's almost impossible. And like Pastor Nick said last week, we sheep ain't very smart. My guess is in these past 3 to 4 months, or however long it's been, that the church numbers have gone down over the world like never before. Some may never recover. And like Nick mentioned before, when he referred to Isaiah 53:6, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. We learned last week that sheep need direction. Our leaders have tried their best in directing us during this pandemic. Nobody was prepared for what had happened. We also learned that we sheep are fearful, but we shouldn't be. If we fear God, we have nothing else to fear. But we get in our own way sometimes, and we start to trust what's going on in the world instead of trusting God and what He says. We learn that we are filthy. Now, I've known that for a long time, personally. But in Isaiah 1, 18, Isaiah said, "Our sins are like scarlet, and they shall be as white as snow." What that means is that only the blood of Jesus can wash away our sins. We also learn that we sheep are defenseless. We need God's protection. We need to stick together as fellow Christians. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 5, 8, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings." Church, we are in a battle like no other. The whole world is going through the same thing right now. We need to depend on God and each other now more than any other time. There is a wave of darkness sweeping over America right now, and we have to step up and shine the light of Jesus to whoever we come in contact with. Hopefully this pandemic is coming to an end soon. Like I said, it has hurt the church tremendously. Our pastors are counting on us. They need us. Now is not the time to sit back and let everyone else do all the serving. Pray for God to reveal to you what God wants you to do at New Hope Fellowship. And if you physically can't serve, then pray like never before. Paul wrote in Romans 12, 5 through 8, "So in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts, according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." And Peter also tells us in 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provided, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." Jesus Christ paid for the church with his blood and body. It is his church, and all the authority belongs to him. In Matthew 28, we read that Jesus is about to ascend to his Father in heaven. He has been crucified and raised from the dead, and he addressed a large post-resurrection crowd outside of Jerusalem. He proclaims in Matthew 28:18, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." All authority. It all belongs to Jesus. He has authority over everything. He has authority over sickness and disease. He has authority over demons and all the evil in the world. He has authority over everything on earth. In heaven, all authority is his as well. He can command anything he wants, and all the angels hop right to it without hesitation. He can stop and intervene with whatever or whoever at any time he wants. He still has all power and all authority. That's why we all should sleep well tonight. No matter what's going on, he is still in control. We could be sure then that all the authority in the church belongs to him as well. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, "I will build my church." That's a very possessive statement, isn't it? It is his church in ownership and authority. But we all need to understand that we are all pastors of some sort. We all can be filled with the Holy Spirit. We all have ministry. All authority belongs to Jesus, but the ministry belongs to the church. New Hope Fellowship is our church in the sense of membership, fellowship, and responsibility for service and support, but it is and always will be his church. He bought it with his blood, and he is building it according to his purpose. So we must never forget that all the authority in the Big C Church worldwide and in each local church belongs to Christ. In the second part of Matthew 16:18, Jesus said that the gates of hell not overcome his church. So the gates of hell will not overcome New Hope Fellowship. Hell is not and will not have the last words. Hell is not winning. However, there are many battles going on right now. Not only personally, but corporately as a church as well. We normal folk have no idea the battle our pastors and leadership team are fighting on our behalf. They protect us from most of that. We don't need to know. But we do need to be mindful of it and be in constant prayer for them in our church. What's going on in the world is not an indication that God has abandoned us or that we have abandoned God if you are a Christian. Spiritual darkness has invaded not only the church, but America at large. And whether or not one believes in God makes no difference at all. The darkness in America is real. Is America still great? Absolutely. No doubt about it. That being said, America and the church are headed for a fall of catastrophic proportions if the church doesn't step it up. We need to be that change. It's up to the church to make sure that change happens. I'm up for the challenge. Are you? Will you fight with me? Will you go into battle with me? Anyone who can hear my voice right now, we are called to be faithful to the Holy Spirit's work. Where's he leading you? I can tell you for sure, he's not telling you to sit at home and give up on his church. He's not asking you to watch church on TV. Now, granted, we've had to do that last few months. Or maybe if you have a health condition, you may have to do that for a season. But please, hear my heart. He's not telling you to give up on his church. He wants you to continue fellowshipping with other believers, other brothers and sisters in Christ, and actually he commands that we continue to do such. In the book of Hebrews chapter 10, 23 through 25, we read this. "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." So you see, personal contact with other Christians is not merely suggested, it is commanded. In other words, we have an obligation to fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ. This is not only necessary for true discipleship, but so that we can meet each other's needs and encourage and inspire each other's faith. Now, there's going to be things in our lives that we just don't have the answers to. And I can tell you from personal experience as well, from the Word of God, that if you have to know the why behind everything, you're going to spend the rest of your life trying to figure everything out. And you're never going to have contentment, joy, or satisfaction. Trust always requires having some unanswered questions in our lives. We have to be okay with not knowing. We have to come to a place in our walk with God where even if it doesn't seem fair or it doesn't feel right, that we love God enough and that we trust Him enough that we know that whatever's going on in our lives, He is still in control and He has all authority. We must continue to trust in Him. He will work it all out for our good. These past few months, if you were like me, it felt like all I was doing at times was just hanging on. That's okay. Hanging on is good. There's hope there. We may be stuck because of everything going on. Maybe sometimes we feel stuck and we feel like we need to turn over a new leaf. When our right now life doesn't match up to what we had envisioned for ourselves, we are tempted to quit. Maybe it feels like the gap where you are and where you want to be just seems too big. I personally find myself in that position all the time, but I have to constantly remind myself when Jesus said in Matthew 19:26, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." There we go again with that word all. All authority in heaven and all authority on earth is Jesus's. And with God, all things are possible. God was not caught off guard by this pandemic. And He was not surprised by all the riots that have been going on. My heart grieves for the man who was killed by a Minnesota policeman, Minneapolis policeman. My heart grieves for all the men and women that are police officers. And my heart grieves for all the people involved with this virus. But church, listen. We need to look forward. We should look at the reopening of the New Hope Fellowship Church building as a new opportunity to find God's will and to do God's will. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12:4-6, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work." It's good to remember that our place in the kingdom of God is just a small little speck in the flow of eternity. And whether we are trying to start a church or maintain a church, to God be the glory. But when things end, like a life or a marriage or a job, relationship, and yes, even the hopes of starting a new church, our hearts break, especially if it was unexpected, unfair, or unexplainable. But God's not done with us yet. If you can hear my voice, God is not done with you yet. And God is not done with New Hope Fellowship either. And that is absolutely amazing. He will not leave you or forsake you, just like He said in Deuteronomy 31:6. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." And in Psalm 9:9-10, it says, "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." So we need to let go of the old in order to grasp what God has for us in the new. God is bringing us out now in order to take us to something new. May we wait upon the Lord, and may we be strong and courageous, and may our hearts be encouraged. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know who holds the future. And I'm going to trust it all in His hands, and I encourage you to do the same thing. A quote from Charles Spurgeon, he tells us, "For us to hate those who are in error or talk of them with contempt or wish them ill, or do them wrong is not according to the Spirit of Christ. You cannot cast out Satan by Satan, nor correct error by violence, nor overcome hate by hate. The conquering weapon of the Christian is love. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you're not a liar and that you're with us every step of the way. Lord, we just want to move forward. And we want to do that with you. Because on our own, we go the wrong direction. I thank you for what you're going to do in the future with New Hope Fellowship Church. You are an awesome God. And I thank you for my family, my church. We look forward to the days ahead. You are the same God, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now for that exciting news I want to share. June 14th at 10:30, right here at New Hope Fellowship, we're going to be meeting out in the grass out front in the shaded area. We're going to praise together. We're going to worship together. And we're going to pray together. And we're going to listen to God's word. We're asking that you bring an outdoor chair or a blanket to sit on, and let's be the church of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Please know that my family loves you, and more importantly, God loves you. We will see you all on the 14th of June. God bless.